how do you start a radio show where you're supposed to be excited after listening to such stories in the news? You know, life every day throws us throws at us different types of happenings and stories and experiences on a daily basis. Some may be good, some certainly may be bad. What happens right after then is dependent on what we take or we make out of each story. But the ones for today actually totally broke me down. And that is why I don't even know where to start the show from. I was expecting to come in here, scream and forget about all the worries and just go, "What's up, Lagos?" Go crazy on you, Lagos, as we do every day. But hearing the stories in the news, the truck, the children found, and coupled with the number of things that happened in recent time in our country, man, I can't but, you know, be human for a bit. My heart bleeds right now, but hey, what can we do? Welcome to the show, Lagos, Nigeria. This is What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, welcome. Welcome. We're hoping, regardless of the tragic stories in the news that we must have heard today, we're hoping that you still have a positive mindset. We still hope that you are fine wherever it is that you are listening right now. Check your time is 15 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. And today is the 8th day of December 2021. And it's a Wednesday. That means on What's Up Lagos today, we'll be having Techie Talk from the 11 o'clock hour. But first of all, you know how we do it from the first hour. That is 10 to 11 is the feel of Lagos. So how are you doing this morning? What is your situation report? And talking about situation report, if you are planning to be around the Victoria Island Axis in Lagos tomorrow, then you have to pay attention to this story. President Muhammadu Buhari will be in Lagos tomorrow to inaugurate some projects. And as a result of that, all adjoining streets, feeder roads leading to Ahmadu Bello Way from Adeola Odeku intersection will be closed temporarily to traffic from the early hours of tomorrow. Right? So if you are also around the area, Eco Hotel, Ade Tokumba Dimola roundabout, you also have to pay attention to these happening tomorrow.
That's right, indeed. So, Monsieur le President is coming tomorrow to Lagos. Okay. I wish you have me an opportunity to, like, just stop by and say, good morning, sir. My name is Collins Steke. I'm a broadcast journalist for Nigeria Info. I just want to greet you. Just say, good morning, sir.
Really?
Well done, though.
Really?
Well, what should I say? Okay, if you meet the president one-on-one now, what would you say?
Don't go there.
No. Oh, what would you tell him? No, I will go there. I'm there already.
Don't go there.
What would you tell him, like, sincerely speaking?
You want to close the radio station down today, this morning?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, not you and I know that not many Nigerians are pleased by, you know, this government. I know that you know that.
I've been covering as a broadcaster, the political space, directly or indirectly, since 2007 election, you know, and there's never been a time when there was any president or any leader anywhere that Nigerians were totally happy about, happy with. And I think it's high time we understood that it's not just a Nigerian thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get to forget that politics is what it is. And, you know, our governments all around the world, there's no government all in the entire world, even in the United States of America, even in London or in the United Kingdom. There is no government anywhere in the world that is totally loved by the people.
Now,
in fact,
I want
governments are criticized all around the world, even the nations where you think things are working fine. There is always something, and there are multiple things that are unanswered. So the human nature is always wanting more. We have that over twist.
Our needs are insatiable.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I wanted to ask, when you say people don't like government, there are a lot of government that, you know, people don't like. Is it based on the fact that government are not doing what they're meant to do, or that it's from the place of you cannot please anyone?
Well, it's not. That's a blend of both of what you just said.
Okay.
One, you can't please everyone. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But most of it, all around the world, has to do with the displeasure about what the government is doing or not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a Nigerian thing.
Yeah, true.
And trust me, even if you go back in time, is it President Obasanjo that the people do not criticize? Is it just that, Yaradua, let Yaradua, who was like, you know, I would describe him as a gentleman of a president who, who was, I mean, the fairest of all, if you ask me, also had criticism all around. So if you go to the US, is he Barack Obama? Even all the, yes, we can. Well, criticize. They did just criticize our people. There were protests here and there.
Yeah.
You know, or is it Donald Trump? Or is it Bush? Or is it the Prime Minister right now in the United Kingdom?
Mm.
Have you heard British people talk about their Prime Minister? You'll be amazed. You'll be wondering whether, man, well done. Can anyone get it right? So I think it's just a general thing. I think governments all around the world have a lot on their shoulders that it is almost impossible for them to meet all the demands and all that.
I think that's where it comes from, actually.
Mm.
I think that is the place at which it comes from, where you cannot please everyone. You cannot please everyone. Even if you are trying your best from based on what you know, you cannot meet the need of every single person.
That's right.
I think so, too.
So back to the question. So if you had the opportunity to see the president, Sylvia Nsamula, one-on-one, what would you tell him?
Are you going to let...
As a person, it is not... Don't act now. Don't say it as Andrea on the radio, right? Because Andrea on the radio limits you. You know, you want to speak the mind of the people. You want to go... But you, as a Nigerian, you have a tete-a-tete with your president, President Muhammadu Buhari. You say, Monsieur le President, I am right in front of you. Bam, you have 2 minutes. Oh no, 1 minute. What would you say?
That's a big question, and I don't even think I have the answer to that right now. Because if I was going to answer based on, you know, what is in my mind, in my heart.
What is in your mind?
I don't think I'm going to have a job on the air. And so I think I'm going to leave that part.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I have an idea. And I can't even risk it to ask Nigerians to say that. I can't even risk it this morning.
True.
You know, to ask people to say, hey, what would you tell the president if you saw him one-on-one? Please, mark down. I didn't ask you. That's not our topic. This is strictly banter in the studio.
Right.
And because I know how that could go. I have an idea where that could go, and I don't want to go that route at all. But hey, Lagos, how are you doing? How are you feeling? All the bad news all around, trust me, it got me, and I want to believe that I'm not the only one, or we are not the only ones that must have been hit hard by some of the stories. That's why I'm asking for you to tell us how you feel this morning, specifically, how body did do you, get what I'm saying? And what's happening in your neighborhood? Now, you heard the news about how some areas will be closed tomorrow, especially Victoria Island, to start preparing for that, and so that you don't fall victim. And see, this Lagos traffic now, which it costs, you already know. The numbers haven't changed.
They haven't. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can also do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages as we proceed. Yes, I'll say it. To give you what you need.
On the radio.
Absolutely.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Okay, everything that is just happening is so heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that over 8 students died recently on the truck. It's just so sad. And I just empathize with the family and everything.
That's right.
Again, I did not receive my 1K on Friday.
What's your name? Your account number?
Blessing from Ikorodu.
All right, Blessing, hang on there. Someone will get your number. I guess maybe you dropped before they got your details. All right. Yeah, hang on. Someone will get your number now. Somebody, anybody. Get Blessing's number now. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, so I love your banter. That banter is a sweet one. It's not too long now. Nigerians are not going to, we're not going to abuse, be abusive now. It's just a simple question that you ask.
Okay.
For me, I would tell him, Mr. President,
yes,
thank you for actually coming out, you know, to try to represent us. They like you as a human that God created, but kindly resign.
Is it why I say we should not go that road?
Do you want to open a radio station
and employ us? You employ the tech as well.
Okay.
Man, that was a subtle way to just. I don't trust that. I cannot ask that on radio. Normally, it should not be a problem. But I know our people. You just go and forget that there's NBC listening. You forget that there's radio is a regulated space. Your opinion sometimes, especially if it's, has any form of attack, could tarnish a whole lot more. And this is the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria we're talking about here.
The number one.
You understand what I'm saying? Whether you know it, you like it, you love it or not. He's the president. And that the meaning of that is the number one citizen. So, you know, insulting him or saying anything against him is just, no, see, I don't go this route. I beg. I don't ask you. Okay, forget it. You know me, the president. You don't have any one-on-one with him. You don't have any questions to ask him. I know a lot of people want to talk about that, but yeah, trust me. Except if you're going to be safely doing it, I don't want to buy that.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. We're going to go to break right now.
This is an infomercial. More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, welcome back. Well, let's start due for that break. We got to go back shortly, but let's see who's on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Chest alive!
Still.
Yes. What can we do? In spite of the troubles we face every day.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot but be happy.
That's right.
Even though the troubles can be very overwhelming.
That's right.
We thank God all the same. My name is Ikenna.
All right, Ikenna.
Calling from Ikoyi this morning.
All right. How's Ikoyi this morning, by the way?
Well, Ikoyi is fine.
Okay.
I mean, what can we do? Everybody, we're trying to see how we can wound up the year in grand style and receive the new year with pomp and pageantry, you know?
Yeah.
Even if there are no champagnes to pop.
We'll pop water.
Talking about our day-to-day life, tomorrow the president is coming to Lagos. He's most welcomed. He's most welcome. When we talk about it, I don't want to talk about what I would say.
Okay.
If I were to the president, I don't want to put you guys in trouble. But I want to say something. I'm talking about leadership. There are leadership that I'm trying to respond to what Colin said, as people would always kick against, no matter the government.
Yes.
There are leadership people have experienced. And we look back and we say, oh, how I wish, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what, if you talk about the South Africans and talk about an individual like Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
You know, the average South African man is happy with Nelson Mandela, the way he lived his life.
That's right.
Okay. There's never a situation where you have everybody singing your praise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Anambra State. Okay. In Anambra, we talk highly of Peter Obi. Talk highly of him. That is not to say that Peter Obi doesn't have his one or two issues, but in terms of administration, we talk highly of Peter Obi.
Right.
We always wish you have another governor like Peter Obi.
Okay.
So that's it. That's leadership for you.
All right. Thank you so much. So, I mean, I get the point straight up. We're going to break now. That break, we'll take a moment. We'll be right back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Well, welcome back. We promised that it would take a while, and we're back right here in the studio with you on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Something I'm write about the sound. I don't love it. I'm not loving it. Anyways, but hey, welcome back, guys. This is the moment where, you know, we bring you the CUDA game show. It's sponsored by CUDA Microfinance Bank. And it's an opportunity for you to get to enjoy some great stuff, some great cash into your account, your CUDA account, this festive season. I mean, what other radio show gives you money every day like that? What other radio station does that? If not, Nigeria Info. And specifically right here on the CUDA game show. We'll take a message from them and then let you know how the game will roll.
Everybody needs a little help every now and then. Sometimes it's sugar or salt or an extra hand to change a flat tire or a small loan. At CUDA Microfinance Bank, we believe that your bank should do more than just store your money. We want to do more for you. So when you use your CUDA account to pay bills, buy airtime, and make transfers regularly, we'll offer you an overdraft, which is a low-interest loan that you can take anytime you need it. No long talk, no collateral, no paperwork involved. Just download CUDA on the Play Store or the App Store, open a CUDA account, and use it regularly to qualify for CUDA Overdraft. CUDA, free banking for you.
All right, CUDA, free banking for you. Welcome. Andres, the CUDA game show is live. If you are tuning for the first time and you want to be a part of this game show, what you have to do is to make sure that you have the CUDA Microfinance Bank app, and it must be verified, linking your BVN and your ID card, right? That's what you need to do. And then we'll pick five callers. If you are the lucky caller number five, you're guaranteed 1,000 Naira into your account. And then when you get to play others, the questions, you can just stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira, right? So you'll be answering eight questions that would guarantee 20,000 Naira. And then so far, I don't think we've had anybody who won 20,000 Naira.
No, nobody.
All right.
I mean, you have a limited time to answer all those questions. So, you know, some people will be thinking, okay. And don't also forget that, you know, when you get from one question to the other, once you get to at any point, you win any particular answer, again, you answer correctly, you are asked to either you bank what you won or you continue playing.
Right, so it is bank it or play on. So if you have answered the question to at least 5,000, 7,000, or thereabout, and then you just thought, but I'd rather bank this one. So you can, you have the option to either bank it or you play on to win, you know, further great cash prizes, right? So are we ready for this one? Remember, it has to be caller number five, right? The phone lines haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. You have to be caller number five.
And if you have played this week, you've played ever in the game, just hold on. You cannot play today, you're right? Let others have been trying to call. A lot of people are calling. It'd be unfair for you to play once, twice, three times when others have not played. You know, be a brother's keeper. Now, if you think you can do Ojoro by the side and just call, some people have tried that. You just waste your time. You just waste the airtime, all right? And that's unnecessary. So please, if you've played before, just hang on there. It'll be time for you to play again. But let those who have never played play right here. Let's see.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You are caller number one. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Caller number two. Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
Hello. Okay, caller number three, you are. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You are caller number four. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And you are caller number five.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Chest alive. So when I say...
This is my first time of calling.
Aha. Uh-huh. Welcome. And you're the lucky caller number five. So if we say Kuda, you would say Bank of the Free. Kuda?
Bank of the Free.
Fantastic.
Do you have a Kuda account? Have you activated your account?
Yes, I do.
No, you're hesitating. Are you sure? Because if you don't have, there's no need to play.
Yes, sir. I have the account.
Have you activated the account?
Yes, I've been activated.
Okay. All right. You have a guaranteed 1,000 Naira. So let's go. Your first question is about Kuda. Other questions will be general questions. So first, when was Kuda Microfinance Bank founded? When? What year? A, 1970, B, 1960, C, 2001, D, 2019.
B, 2019.
That's correct. You got 2,000 Naira. So we move on to the next set of questions. Do you want to bank that or you want to continue playing?
Let's try it now.
All right. What is Burna Boy's real name? Complete real name.
Burna Boy's what?
Real name, yes. Burna Boy, his real name. His real name. His name on his passports.
Real
name.
Hello, Bonaparte's real name.
Your time. You're trying to Google it, so we'll pass that. What is the capital of Lebanon?
Oh, no idea.
So that means you're going back to 1,000 Naira. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. And hang on there. Someone's going to get your number now. Great. Next round. Caller number one.
Okay. The next round, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Caller number one.
Wait. He's listening. Blessing,
there's no wait.
Hello. All right. Hello. Okay, the phone lines are jamming. Hello. Okay, do call us back. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number two. All right. Hello.
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 Well, you're caller number three.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Wow. Hello.
Good morning. Great.
You're caller number four.
Okay. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller number five. Lucky you.
Just alive. Welcome. So we'll say Kuda. Hello.
Well, your network is bad, man. That may just cut you off. We cannot hear you. So Kuda. Okay. So what's your name? Jason Lokpaya, regular guy. Regulars. Congratulations to you. Do you have a Kuda account?
Yes.
Have you activated the account?
All right, great. So you ready for the game, right?
Yeah.
Your first question. What is Kuda? A, a wallet. B, a bank. C, a savings app. And D, a debit card.
Bank.
Sorry?
A bank.
A bank. All right, congratulations. You got that one correct. Your next question. Let's see. How many free transfers does Kuda give every month? A, 40. B, unlimited. C, 25. And D, 2.
25.
Okay, that's correct. Congratulations. You have two questions you've answered correctly, and then that means you have 2,000 Naira. You have 5,000 Naira, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so we're moving to the next one, the next round. Do you
want
to
bank?
Do you want to bank your 5,000 Naira?
Let's play.
Sorry, let's play on, right?
Remember, if you get it wrong, you go back to 1,000 Naira.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. How many hearts does an octopus have? How many hearts does an octopus have? A, 1. B, 2.
You have to answer.
C, 3. D, 4.
3.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, you got that one correct.
Wow.
How much?
Okay, you have 7,000 naira. Do you want to bank it or you want to split it?
Oh my God. All right, why did you end the call? You'd have stayed there so they can get your details. He's our guy at bank. So we'll get to the next round and play. Oh boy, how did he get that one?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
You are caller number one. Thank you for calling. Okay, you're caller number two. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Just leave it here. Caller number three. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you. Caller number three. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller number four. And yes, we have caller number five. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin. Yeah, so we say CUDA and you say Bank of the Free. CUDA.
Bank of the Free.
All right, fantastic.
You Benjamin, ready? Have you played before?
No, I've not played. This is my first time.
Benjamin, are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure.
All right, I believe you. So let's play the CUDA game show. Are you ready? You have 1,000 naira guaranteed. Do you have a CUDA account activated?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I do.
Great to know. All right, let's play. Your first question is, in the Bible, which character is known for building an ark?
Okay. That's Noah.
That's correct. You have 2,000 naira. Now, complete the sentence. Shooting Stars of Ibadan and Eyimba Football Club of...
Do I have options?
No options, sir. Time is going. You have 3 seconds left.
You can take the question again.
I don't. Abba.
That's correct. You have 5,000 naira. Do you want to bank it or play?
I'll bank it.
This is a sharp guy. Oh boy, this one's so good. I mean, that's much you can play for today. Now, guys, you know how it works. So get set. The questions are not really tough for you, so I'm sure you play. And if you've played before, do not call. Don't waste our time. Blessing kept on calling. He's not. You think the time is time for to settle family matters? What? It's a game. And game is time bound. Anyways, Blessing, if you have any, what you can send a message. And you've been calling, you'll be calling. They'll be answering you. Anyway, that's it for the CUDA game show. One more message. I will move. Were you surprised by the guy that won 7K?
No, I wasn't.
Three hearts, octopus. I did not know that. Let me not even lie.
Anyway, we'll take a message from our sponsors. And yes, we'll head straight back to What's Up Lagos. Stick around.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers. She's Andrea Odobi Teke.
And here is Collins. Teke.
And we are...
the Techers.
Benny.
It's 11:04 on the clock. And yes, What's Up Lagos is still ongoing. And at this time, Techie Talk is live. Remember that we bring you... tech stories, the latest tech stories or latest happenings in the world of technology.
That's right.
And today's no exception. We have some juicy stories for you from the cybersecurity to fintech down to Facebook, Meta, if you like. And also we have on Clubhouse, we also have on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other interesting stories.
Absolutely. And the one that's most interesting is one that I really want to talk about is the fact that, do you know that there are about 2.9 billion people in the world who do not have access to not just internet, they have never used the internet before?
Wait, what?
2.9 billion people.
Oh, okay.
They've never used the internet before. So that story got my interest. And of course, that's amongst many other stories that we'll be talking about today on the show.
Absolutely. But before we delve into that, we had some WhatsApp messages that we didn't take earlier.
That's right.
And I think that we should do that. It's coming from Dean Dozier Naji says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, alive, my beautiful couple. My lungu is calm and serene. Says, first off, Andrea, you're not alone. As for me, I'm still heartbroken. A man in humanity to man. Justice must be served in this Sylvester's case.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, when are we starting our MMA now? I think the Mumu Men Association.
It's on suspension.
It says, secondly, why is it on suspension?
Well, we are putting our acts together.
Okay. What did you say?
We're putting our acts.
Okay, all right.
Together.
Acts. And he says, secondly, today's a friend's birthday. Thirdly, we should have our own What's Up Lagos social media group. Yeah. He says, lastly, I've started following you both on IG.
Okay.
And he says, note below, Collins, I feel your pains. We're in the same WhatsApp group.
I can imagine that.
All right. Another is coming from Chica. Chica says, what's up, Lagos? I stay in Fester. Collins, there is this girl I've been trying to run.
Okay.
They like ladies that are intelligent. I called her this morning to check up on her. So I asked her, how was your night? She just spacked. She said I should have asked her if she slept well. So I had to check, how was your night, in a dictionary. It says try, it means different things. So so now I don't know what to tell her now. Again, love your show, love you to the bones. Aww. Call her and apologize. So I also searched what that means. So it's inappropriate to ask a person how was your night if you know that they are not on a night shift. Right? So if you ask a person who you know is not on a night shift, how was your night? That means you're implying that the person did not sleep that night.
Okay.
Or the English. Person, yeah, or the person is having an insomnia.
Yeah.
Or the person is, you know, a night crawler. Or, you know, the person is a night walker.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
So, but you can ask, hope you had a good night rest.
Yeah, that's okay. Or you say, did you sleep well?
Yeah. Okay. Great. So, Norma, how was your night?
How was your night?
hope you had a good night rest.
Right.
So did you sleep well?
So you can just apologize and tell her that you didn't mean it. I mean, you didn't understand that was what it meant.
Just own it. Own it. When you get it wrong, just own up. Be a man and say, look, that's not what I meant. I actually really genuinely wanted to find out how you were feeling at the time because I care about you. You know, I've been taking some lessons from Steve Harvey, so.
That's good.
Try that.
That's good.
What's good? Yeah, you're entering my eyes this morning, sir.
How am I entering your eyes?
Anyways.
I don't understand.
I see you entering my eyes this morning.
How am I entering your eyes?
It's married people conversation. No.
You have to explain what you mean.
You're entering my eyes this morning.
How?
Please, can somebody do a translation of you are entering my eyes this morning?
You need to explain better.
When a partner, maybe a colleague, when you say colleague, you know, of the opposite sex, or and you say, man, hi, babes, man. No, it's not this pigeon.
Hey.
So, say, hey, babe, you didn't enter my eye this morning. You're entering my eye.
No. You cannot say that to someone you're not in a relationship with.
Why?
You're entering
what
my eye.
What does somebody have crush?
What does that mean?
What's the way you have a crush?
You're trying to strike me up or you're trying to... No,
you can't. That's true. It's not safe.
Yeah,
except if you're sure that person is also not in a relationship.
It comes off as sexist if you're not careful.
I don't just want to cut off the singles in this conversation so that singles realize that they can also... It's a line you can use.
Well, you both have to be like in mutual... You have to both have the mutual understanding that
that's right.
This one likes you, I like you, you like me. And then I tell you that you are entering my eyes, you know?
Is it derogatory? Is it derogatory or is it straightforward? So, guys, you can send WhatsApp messages as we go into our techie talk. Start thinking about it. You can Google it. If you find it on Google, fine. This is one of the things you can't find on Google. I know for sure.
Oh, goodness.
So, go. You're entering my eyes.
You have to tell me what way.
Anyway, we'll get to finish that. But let's hear the translation first. Let people understand what I mean by you're entering my eye.
Okay, this is, that means you're in trouble. Really? I don't know. I don't want to be in trouble.
I don't know where he got it. Which dictionary? I don't know what dictionary.
I don't want to be in trouble. He says, Oya, Andrea, Oya for you, on your own. It's coming from town.
Okay.
So on my own, I don't get it. Please explain to me.
There's no explanation. They should tell us what to understand by you're entering my eye.
The phone lines are actually buzzing. Be explicit. Tell me what you mean.
Don't call. Just send a WhatsApp.
Tell me what you are really buzzing. Tell me what you mean.
I say,
tell me what you mean.
If I said it, what would the people talk about?
Okay, so let's hear from... I can't believe this. What people are trying to say, I mean, what that means. All right, someone here says, good morning. I don't think I've heard any Christmas song today. Oh, okay.
That's
You're
true.
Waiting to hear a Christmas song. That's true. We promise that we're going to...
We'll do 25 songs for Christmas, right?
Yeah, don't worry. We have you covered for that one.
In the meantime, we are going to our Techie Talk Talk. Before we get into that, let me see those who want to talk to us. I see a lot of people calling. It's that kind of thing. They will see you. You appear. You're entering my eye.
Enter your eye.
What does it mean? Please, somebody. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Mm-hmm. What? That slang don't mean anything. No. If you go here, they talk ghetto slang, you go run that you.
You don't get meaning.
You don't get meaning. You don't say, oh, girl, they scamp you. You know, scamping. Slang and ghetto that they're talking to a woman, you'll be like, wow. You'll be like, I can't use that kind of word to talk to a girl now.
Mm.
But the ghetto guys understand what they're saying.
That's right. That's right.
When you say hi, don't look at her like, what is this guy saying?
Uh-huh.
You want to come and use me, Abby?
Mm.
You don't understand. We have to use their own language.
They understand.
Get them close. That's not funny thing.
Yeah.
So your entry my eye does not have a meaning. Okay. Let's see.
they're actually...
Depending on the ghetto you belong to. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, Collins and Andrea. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
My name is Lara.
Hi,
welcome.
In my old brain, my eye. Thank God the two of you understand you, but
Oh, what, Milo Joe? All right. Thank you so much. I don't know whether she complicated it more for others, but I don't know. It's just a simple statement I just made.
So there are quite a number of WhatsApp.
Okay, let's hear them.
So this person says, good morning, means I'm attracted to you. Are you attracted to me? Okay.
If I answer, what will others say?
Okay, Damien from Shogunle says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Your entry my eyes means you're looking gorgeous. It also can be you're looking takeaway. Okay.
So people are smart, huh?
Okay, Emeka Maxwell from Okota says, your entry my eyes could mean you're catching my attention. Am I catching your attention? I can't believe this. Jine from Ayobo says, good morning, my guy and babe. Your entry my eyes means you look sexy or captivating. Okay, Hamed Kuti from Oworo Shoki says, your entry my eyes is a language from another planet.
Oh my. So I'm from another planet. I went to pick up from aliens.
Right.
Anyways, people, send me a message. We'll take them as you proceed on the show. But hey, guys, it's that moment of the show where we bring you some talk on technology and Techie Talk today. We have our main topic, but we have some stories that will interest you in the world of tech, starting with cybersecurity, no doubt. And I'm going to start with this one. Professor Issa Ali Pantami, that's the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, has said that the protection of citizens' data in Nigeria is not just a secondary legislation, but a constitutional requirement.
The minister's spokesperson, Mrs. Uwa Suleiman, made this known in a statement on Wednesday in Abuja, adding that Pantami said this while addressing whole forum of ministers in London.
Now, this year's Minister's Future Tech Forum is titled The Future of Trust in Data as a Force for Good. Now, he said, and I'm going to quote the minister, is that Nigeria already has some policies in place to ensure the protection of citizens' data and to also build trust between government and citizens. But from that end of that story, I'm going to ask one question. Do you think that your data is safe online? Remember, there are those who are clamoring for the Digital Rights Bill, which seeks to protect Nigerians and their data online.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we have enough laws protecting Nigerians and their data online? We'll talk about that after a message from our sponsor, right?
That's right. This hour, this segment is sponsored by Hollandia Zero Yogurt. So stick around. We'll be right back.
That's right. And that question, do you feel that your data is protected online as
the
Nigerian?
That is zero.
No. It's zero.
It's not protected.
But the minister is saying that there are laws that is protecting this thing. So, anyways, let's move on to the next story, right? So out of about $4 billion startup funding that Africa especially attracted in 2021, Nigeria earned the largest chunk of about $1.37 billion. So startups in Nigeria in 2021 got $1.37 billion in funding.
Wow. Now, the new data from Africa, the big deal, broke down the total funding raised by startups in Africa for deals worth $100,000 or more.
So a minimum of $100,000. Some of these startups got a minimum of $100,000within the year. Now, while Nigerian startups raised about $1.37 billion in 2021, South Africa raised about $838 million. And Egypt had about $588 million. Kenya had $375 million. Nigeria's, you know, boast of about 200 deals for the year. And three other countries have over just about 100 deals each. So Nigeria had about 300 deals or 200, over 200 deals. That's like, you know, support. So there's a lot of attraction in the space.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, others mentioned were Senegal, where startups raised $222 million in 2021, and Tanzania at $96 million. One of the biggest success stories was Cheaper Cash, which raised a total of $250 million this year.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of money.
And that was ranked over, I'd say, a Pan-African company because the company actually is based in two African countries, I think in Tanzania and in Ghana.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So, you
know, I think they're launching in Nigeria as well. I think I've seen a few media campaigns for Chipper.
You know, you now understand why Bonner Boy is he's smiling with grill, you know, hailing them. Anyway, just saying, by the way, you know, $250 million, that's a lot of money. I can't even attempt to convert that.
Actually, a lot of money. We'll take a message from our sponsors at this hour from Hollandia Zero Yogurt, and Deals Blog is here for that. Hi, yep. Deals Blog.
That's right. Beautiful. So, let's forget that segment next is sponsored by Hollandia Zero Yogurt, like you heard. Back to the tech news as we proceed on Techie Talk today. Now, so we hear this story, which of course got my attention. Of course, it had to do with the Nigerian space, and that's talking about Facebook or Meta, or Meta, like the Meta, like the Americans would call it, Meta, Meta. You know, I love they don't stress themselves at all. So, Meta raises about $30,000 for creators. So, if you're a creator and they are unveiling a new campaign in Nigeria, so this news will get your attention. Social media platform Meta, or Facebook, if you like, has announced the launch of a Good Ideas Deserve to Be Found campaign to like spotlight inspiring stories of the people behind the businesses who are using its technology. That's whether Facebook, Instagram, or any of them, to achieve a social purpose and do impactful things across several industries in Nigeria.
Now, through this campaign, Meta aims to fuel the growth of indigenous small and medium businesses and empower them to further realize their ambition. So if you are a small business owner, I think this campaign is for you to create a content or create a story of your journey doing that business.
Absolutely. And also, you know, using it for a social cause, like helping someone out there, as it were. Well, the campaign also highlights how, you know, personalized ads help people discover small businesses on Facebook and also on Instagram. Now, using the ads, small businesses can grow their businesses digitally from an idea into a livelihood.
So, according to the corporate communications manager for Anglophone West Africa at Meta, Oluwasola Ogbagbemi, he says, this festive season, we're delighted to provide SMEs bees with access to tools, personal advertising, training, support, and solutions needed to grow their business. It says, we continue our support of small businesses to ensure they have a voice and ensure their good ideas are found by the right people. Is this such a good initiative? What do you think?
Yes, it is. Personally, I am very passionate about supporting small business, giving businesses a voice, mm-hmm. all right? Because the truth is, we live in an environment where there are no opportunities generally. So people have become their own office. They have done their hustle. They're trying to turn their hustle into a business. And that comes with its many challenges. And yeah. one of them is funding. One of them is appreciation, having direction, structure, yeah. and a host of other things. So any company who's doing something in this line, trust me, aligns with my personal philosophy and also my thoughts for the African creative space mm-hmm. and also small businesses on the African continent.
Right.
I think it's a massive initiative. That's right. why it made the news today in Tech It Talk on yeah. Tech It Talk.
And part of the things I'm actually seeing with this initiative is some of the small businesses who are struggling to be seen and yep. to be heard. This is like an opportunity for their businesses to be seen
That's
on
right.
a large scale.
That's
so
right.
yeah, I think this is a good initiative. So moving away from that story, Clubhouse is in the news, and this particular news is kind of juicy because it's got Yoruba, Igbo, and Hausa. That means Clubhouse is introducing these languages to their technology. So a Clubhouse, a social audio app, has launched the second wave of its local language support, adding 13 more languages to the mix, including Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba.
Now, when the languages Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba are selected, the app experience, including prompts, you know, alerts, descriptions, subjects, and more, will be in Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba. You know,
I'm liking this.
You know, you just a cabo, loaded Clubhouse.
I'm liking it. Now, when you launch the app, for example, you will now see an option to change languages from which you may select your chosen language. When someone wants to start a room, they'll receive a plus room pop-up with options in their native language. So if you want to go on Clubhouse and you want it to be in Yoruba, there's an option for that. If you want it in Hausa, there's an option for that. If you want it in Igbo, yeah, there's an option for that.
It's funny how, you know, foreign or companies or if you like, or platforms see a lot of value in some of our African native languages,
yes.
cultures, and a lot of things.
Yes.
I don't think we place that much value. Imagine if a bank had an app. I know that some banks have apps where there's Yoruba, but how many, you know, imagine if you had an app where, you know, you give so much premium to, you give value to your local language. You know, you make it that way. And not just doing it because you want to capture the local people.
Yeah.
Because that's the mindset.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were a lot of, you know, reviews from the app, that's Clubhouse, that look, we have millions of people who speak several languages.
Yes.
This language deserves a voice or
yeah.
a place.
Yeah.
And they listened.
Sure.
But here we are, we do that just to say, okay, it's for those who cannot hear English, who cannot understand English. That's the mindset. So that's why this story came on board, for us to change our mindset about our local dialects.
I think that we don't place so much value on our dialect, our local dialect. Yeah. And we play down on people who can speak it. We play down on people who even have the intonation and they say, oh, this person is local. But you see, that's because we do not value our local dialect. If
that's
we
right.
do value it, there are a lot of things that we could do with it.
That's right. Having said that, guys, we'll move on now straight to the last story. And we'll have two more stories. So, but this one is on Twitter ban. So Twitter has banned sharing of photos and videos of people without their consent. And I think this is a beautiful one. So Twitter will now let private individuals request takedowns of pictures or videos of them, you know, posted without their consent. Now, the change is part of Twitter's, you know, expanded private information policy, which is the company's claim is intended to safeguard users from physical or emotional abuse.
Now, Twitter users are already prohibited from publishing people's home addresses, government IDs, and other sensitive information under the policy.
And the restriction does not apply to public figures whose media appearances and tweets are of public interest, but that information depicting them may be removed if the company believes it was published to intimidate, harass, or use
fear to
silence them.
So I actually do commend this one.
Yeah, it's a thumbs up.
Yeah,
because you can just wake up and see your picture and someone just post it and say I saw him.
But you know, there could be some kind of challenge, especially, you know, Twitter has come in handy a lot when it comes to missing persons, right?
Yeah.
A picture of that person is posted and everybody's, you know, reposting in search for that person.
Yeah.
So in that case, right, now the missing person does not know that their account or their picture or whereabouts is being posted on that Twitter, right? So bringing in this policy might hinder that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it might. It would, naturally, because you post somebody's picture who's missing.
Yes.
And
the person does not give you consent.
But here's the thing. Twitter does not even take it down without contacting the person. Mm. So usually if you find your picture online, you are the one to get
report
to Twitter that, look, this is my picture and I don't want it online. Oh, I didn't give my consent.
Yeah, yeah.
So, a missing person
will
not report.
Yeah, report. That's true. That's actually true.
So I think
That's true.
At the end of the day, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Lastly, this is the one that I started with. Some 2.9 billion people still have never used the internet globally. And 96% of that live in developing countries, making the world's poorest left far behind, according to a UN new report.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine how many millions you think Nigerian will have out of that 2.9 billion. I'm sure it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot, but I can't even compare because there are other parts of Africa that are also way, way underdeveloped.
That's right. So a study by the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, has indicated that the need for investment estimated to at about 428 billion worldwide to ensure that people across the globe enjoy unhindered digital access.
That's right. ITU, the United Nations arm in charge of global ICT, said universal access depends on connecting the remaining 3 billion people aged 10 and older, still nearly half of the world's population, to broadband internet by 2030.
So the telecommunications body said that reaching this milestone will depend on regional and national regulatory frameworks, which are, you know, the rules needed to ensure investment happens smoothly. So for that to happen, there's got to be investment and an estimate of about $428 billion. Oh boy, what a story. Just to let you know, there's a long way to go. When we bring these stories, I don't know what you hear. As an investor, as an individual, somebody who is trying to find their way in the space of tech, I hear opportunities. When I hear the stories, I see opportunities. And that's why we bring them, hoping that you also can cite the opportunities in these stories and see where you can plug yourself and benefit from what you have heard on Techie Talk. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. It's Techie Talk with the Techies right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And what's up, Lagos? Guys, do not forget, you are entering my eyes. We're still waiting for your translation of that.
I can't believe
send a WhatsApp
back
message.
I can't believe we're back proceed at that. Okay, so straight to our conversation. Out of all of these stories, which of them stood out for you?
That's
and
right
you think is most commendable?
Mm.
And then we have a conversation. We have our topic we want to ask you, a question we're going to ask you as well. What technological innovation in 2021 stood out for you?
That's right. I mean, that's a tough one. Because remember, 2021 is the year after 2020, and the year 2020 was the year we started Zooming.
Exactly.
We started going, you know, hybrid. We started doing more of work from home.
Yeah.
We started doing less physical contacts. So that means technology played a major role in different areas of our lives. So which one of these technological innovations do you say stands out for you like, you know, it made your year 2021? Say, thank God for this. Thank God for that.
For me, it would be Zoom. And I know Zoom has been, right? Yeah. But it became popular during the pandemic and the lockdown. And so it came in handy for meetings, for parties, for events. It came in handy for also meeting with clients, right? That I couldn't meet one-on-one or have a one-on-one with. So yeah, Zoom actually is that technology that stood out for me.
Zoom played a major role, but how about, Zoom?
I mean, for
moving
me.
Moving money.
For me.
Technology. I'm in between that Zoom and some of the fintech services.
Okay.
Because movement in Lagos. Let me bring it down to my movement in Lagos. I want to give shout out to the ELing.
Okay.
I think that pretty much changed a lot. See, mm-hmm. especially if you're in Lagos before the e-hailing time. Wait till all this red yellow cab will say, take your IC. You'll be praising God right now. I think that is in between the two. Man, it's just tough. I don't know. Maybe we should hear from Lagos. There are so many technology innovations that, you know, I would say it stood out for me.
In 2021.
So, okay. Which is yours? Lagos, let's talk.
0700-993-993-993. And then for women, this one's for you. 01465-7190. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that also.
On 0809-597-5805. If you want to respond...
To enter my eyes.
Send a WhatsApp. Don't call for that one.
Oh,
it's WhatsApp.
Jesus.
Before you say the one that, anyway, I'm just saying, but let's get to find out what technological innovation stood out for you in the year 2021.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi,
Andre.
Good morning.
Second.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chess the life!
Welcome.
God bless you both.
Amen. And you too.
God bless the union.
Amen.
We appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you.
You know, this morning, waking up this morning, with all the news, it can only be God for one to be strong.
That's right.
And keep moving. And without losing focus. Mm-hmm. Colleague, thank you. Andre, thank you for everything you're doing.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow. I really want to appreciate. Also, without Nigerian Info, I don't think we'll ever meet you. So we need to appreciate Nigerian Info.
That's right.
I want to say God wanting to, you know, bless you all with good and fresh ideas.
Amen.
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 To keep doing more and keep providing the best of the best. I have told you, you both are my OAPs of 2021.
Aww. Wow.
And no one can change it.
Oh.
Wow.
You are the best.
Thank you.
Colin, you the man.
Thank you so much.
Okay. In terms of the
innovation.
Innovations. I think I have a lot.
Okay.
Andre, just give us one. You know, Zoom is one of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
WhatsApp is one of them.
What's up?
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, and a whole lot of others. But we thank God for Microsoft.
Yeah.
For, you know, these are the companies that we also need to appreciate for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, for making these apps and all these innovations.
To make life easy.
Without charging us.
Yeah.
Then, you know, if it were Nigeria, if it were our own government, I believe we will pay. I will keep paying. God bless you all. Have a nice
day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Says our government. We have to pay for everything.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? This Cheers is Joy calling back.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. In a more radio friendly way, you're entering my eye. Let me just give an example.
Yeah.
Andrea, when you are in a restaurant or in a fast food joint and you see those things the display there.
Yeah.
And you say, ah, this is entering my eye though.
You want to eat it?
What does it mean?
So he wants to eat me, is that what you're trying to say?
He wants to eat, exactly.
Come on, be going.
Be going, bye.
Even one.
All right.
That's this is the tech, yeah.
Yeah, technological
the
innovation.
The one that, the one I love most is the POS.
Hmm.
Having them everywhere, that's a fintech. Having them all over the place.
That's right.
So there's if you check now, you don't really see much queue
at ATM.
On ATM machines and all that, because you can easily, you know, get your phone almost anywhere, you know, around you. So that one, for me, the innovation that I really appreciate. Yeah. Yes, I don't need to go to the bank more time.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. And enter my eye.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I just want to appreciate the Nigeria Info for all they have been doing. It's quite educating. Mm-hmm. I have learned a lot since I started listening to this station.
Wow.
Well, for the fintech innovation for me this year, in fact, I would say I've been to the bank just twice.
Wow.
Any transaction I do is online and I've not had issues with them.
Hmm.
That's my own experience.
Uh-huh. Why? Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow, thank you for sharing indeed.
Okay, on WhatsApp, this person here says for him it's Google.
It's Google says, for him.
Yeah, okay. For me. Okay, this is Damola from E4. Good morning. You didn't enter my eyes means maybe you're a fly and you are entering my eye, or Pepe, or Smoke.
I think you still call it left hand. Left hand is waiting for you.
For him, he says it's a Google Classroom.
All right.
Okay. That's also good.
Beautiful one.
A lot of comments on your entering my eyes.
I know my people.
Of comments.
My people, I know them.
Okay.
We know our people. We know what.
So we'll take a couple of them before we take a few calls, right? Adekule Daniel from Imota says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? Your entry, my eyes, means you're beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, breathtaking, good to go. If I die, if I die on top of your matter, I can't take my mind or thoughts or eyes off you.
Oh, boy. I'm sure some people, when I said it first, they'll be like, what does that mean? We have come again. So we are hearing definitions, right? You know, I'm told there's a lot of statements and slangs and sayings that we'll be bringing on radio from time to time that you never believe that existed and people actually use them and other people know the meaning of what they're saying.
Yeah, actually. Emmanuel from Ajah says, your entry in my eyes simply means I'm feeling like having you. You look catchy, attractive.
Is it food?
Oh, God.
Have you?
Oh, God. Okay, Amaka from Ikorodu says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? After colleagues made that statement to entry my eye, my husband said it to me in front of my four-year-old girl. And I just laughed. She says, since then, she has been singing, mommy, you are entering my eye, my daddy's eyes. That is why you have been laughing.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. But let's get back to the calls, guys. Don't forget, we're still counting down. We're ending the year in grand style. And on Techie Talk today, we're looking at, you know, the top tech innovations in 2021 that you think that, you know, stood out for you in your life, how, you know, became impactful in your life. The phone lines are buzzing.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's morning.
It's morning.
Okay, I don't know what I would say, but say that you and your husband is like a kind of marriage made in heaven. Each time I go out with my wife, I hear both of you talk. I said to my wife, can we just be like this? Spoil at all? She said, okay, that maybe one of these days we should try and meet you and ask whether that's people normally have issues at all because I'm passing a relationship, a union like this. I'm just very, how I wish all union guys is working together, the same establishment, the same time. I dove my car for you people.
Oh,
I
dove
my
you.
Car for you people.
Thank
I am
you.
I'm not missing words.
Oh.
Wow. I dove. It's not an easy thing. What is happening in this world today?
Yeah.
Having two husband and wife, the same program, they leave home together, go back home together.
Mm.
No. May God continue blessing you people.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
I needed that.
My text for the year remains Google, like somebody said, WhatsApp, even though our network providers in Nigeria are not making us happy because their charges is becoming so much. If you buy data, before you knew it, before you know what is happening, the data is gone. You'll be to other clients.
Mm. Yeah.
People use free data and all that. They enjoy all these cities. But here in Nigeria, I don't know why our own is different. Like somebody said, that this thing, they don't pay for it. We are paying heavily for it, but most of them do not know.
That's
even
right.
though they
That's
think
right.
that like you're making WhatsApp calls.
Yeah.
You are paying. The person you are calling is paying.
Yeah.
But people do not know. That
That's
is
right.
the mistake people make.
Mm.
Well, I know we'll get there someday when we'll have the right people that will give Nigerians free Wi-Fi. As you are moving, you are free to connect. Most of my friends abroad, when you see them, they'll be wondering, say, their phones are always on 24/7. But here in Nigeria, a lot of people, you send messages or call, their data is always off.
Because right.
they believe that if it's on, that their data is running out. I don't know whether it is true or not, but for me, it's just part of us. At any point in time, there must be data in our phone.
Mm.
May God bless people.
Amen.
And
you too.
And bless forever and ever.
Amen. And you too. Wow. A lot to address on that. But, you know, the calls are coming in. Do we fight? Do you want us to address
yes,
that?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do have.
We do.
Oh, my boy, lullaby.
Anja
lullaby.
Anja lullaby.
And that's a thing, you know,
right.
that's just a thing. But I think the show has a role, it's playing a major role
major,
in our lives.
Actually.
You know?
Actually.
You vex, you know, vex, you must,
the show
you must,
has
you,
to
you,
go
you,
on.
It has gone, so you have to, like, fix it. I think that's one of the major advantages.
Do you want to apologize now?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. You know, I've been doing like mumuses. But, you know, it happens. Man, you know that from time to time, our mumunes, we don't do one mumu something. We vex and vex. I'm sorry. My plan was that. Why do you think I see your entry in my eye? My plan was that after the show today, if I hear there's any meeting, I would just say, hey, please, 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 please. Meeting for what? Who is meeting where? But, you know, I have to see PD, perhaps, and also maybe see the PM. But, you know, if I hear me, I was just saying, my tummy is paining me. That straight home, we're going straight up so that I can apologize the right way. So, yes, I apologize. I've been really harsh and hard the past couple of days. And I think I've been trying to find out why. And I think I got to know why. And I decided to say, no, you don't deserve that. So, apologies. You know I love you. I've got you. I'm still your nigga. I've got your back.
You said that on radio. You said that.
I said Nika, short Nika.
Okay,
you're
short
your
Nika. I'm your short Nika.
Am I not your short Nika?
Surely.
It's Nika, I said, or Nika, if you like.
So, we're going to owe this to that last caller now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just made us become all mushy on the radio.
Yeah, slowly.
Anyway, guys, back to the show. It's Techie Talk Live.
That's right.
All right.
And plenty of the techers, you know, you listen to us on radio, there's always the blend of the techers in the mix. And thank you so much for the appreciation. And, thank you indeed.
All
thank
right.
you.
0700-993-993-993. No. Okay. Please turn down the volume on your radio. Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Yes.
Just alive.
Yeah, my name is Joy from Apapa.
Welcome,
Doris.
I've been trying to call since. First of all, I want to appreciate Kuda.
Okay.
I won yesterday.
Okay.
And the lady that Collins was doubting.
Apologies for doubting you.
But you have gotten you have been credited?
Yes, I've been credited.
Congratulations.
Thanks to Kuda. Thanks to Nigeria Info, thank you, Collins, and thank you, Andre.
You're welcome.
Great. Congratulations. Love that. Congrats. So that happens every day at 10:45, in case you don't know.
And you can be a winner as well. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Nigeria Info?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the check is. I just want to say I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
And I also want to let the whole world who are listening to you know that these couple they are hearing of, they are not perfect.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that whenever there is problem, they know how to solve it.
Yeah. That's right.
I was privileged to work with you for some minutes or for some hours, and I was surprised. And then when you get into my car, and I asked, and I said, am I with the tech case? You know, if you remember the day I picked you up from your house, I said, am I with the tech case? And before then, there something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that day, and I know, I said, yes. These people really work on their mistakes. It's not that they are perfect.
That's right.
But they work on their mistakes. That is why you can see them happy. I wish everybody can do like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to work on our mistakes so that we also can be happy.
That's right.
Just the way they are happy on the radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well said.
I pray that God will continue to help you guys.
Amen.
Have a nice day, brother.
All right. Thank you too.
That's right. That's right. That's beautiful. I mean, it's very instructive. It's very important for that to happen. Because sometimes people just, human beings, you'd be naive to think that two human beings can ever coexist without having issues.
How?
It's not possible.
I'm sure that is what it was, one of those days where we, you know, being ourselves.
Yes, now. When we change for each other, change it. And we're changing it. We're not looking. There's no way we are the takers when it comes to changing. Because the truth is, it's good to express yourself. But know the limits. Don't go and cross the boundary, because there are boundaries. I think that's where it is, and as it were. Well, how many more calls can we take? Let's continue. One person is going to win 10,000 naira today. Luckily, if you play just a minute and answer many questions within 1 minute. But don't forget that our topic is not the techers. You're live every day. No, our topic is what technological innovation stood out for you in 2021 thus far. We'd like to hear from you. Man, the phone lines are jamming like Bob Marley. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
I'm just a first time caller.
Okay. All right. You want to contribute on our topic?
Yes, I want to play just a minute.
No, it's not time for just a minute, sir.
Okay, on WhatsApp, Patience. Okay, Patience here says, your entry my eyes to me means you look pretty and take away.
Right. Take away to where? Is that park or where? Take away in the park or where? Please, I need to know. I get it. I'm just pulling your legs, though.
Okay. Tunde from Bariga says, what's up, Lagos? You are entering my eyes. It says, don't make... I don't think I got that.
All right.
It's what he was trying to say. But anyways, he says, you're entering my eyes. This is Pascal from Isola says, you're entering my eyes. Definition, I am crushing on you. Synonyms, crush. Anthony.
Antonyms, okay.
I know, like you.
You know, Nigeria, oh man, I think we have so many talents in this country. God, give us this money. Let all these talents blow. All the talents that are at home right now, wherever they are, struggling in this country, Nigeria. God, show them the way. Show them the way. They should blow a lot. Too many talents in this country. Talents, poor. And God will bless your talent. God will bless your hustle. whoever is listening to me right now, I don't know where that came from, but I had to look at the phone lines.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
This is Eze calling.
Welcome, Eze.
All right, Eze.
Yes, you enter my eyes, Abby. I don't know how go compare that language. But if not a lady now, I have to say, they look for another thing.
What did they look for? Is it?
But for the man, I don't know how go compare the man. Oh, no. Boy, they enter my eyes.
Okay.
Now, allow.
I can't. You get the joke. So if a man tells a man, guy, you enter my eye, say the meaning is, guy, you cross my path. That's what he said. But if it's a lady, babes, you're entering my eye, the way I said it, that the meaning is what it is.
Okay.
So but I'm going to tell my own meaning.
That's what I'm actually waiting for.
Let's take one more call and wrap it up. So, hello.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you.
Same to you.
Hello, Abby, thy name.
Holy Adao. The show would have been complete without you.
Hey, you didn't answer my eye. Means something appreciating.
Okay.
The negative one, you will turn your eyes away immediately. That shall not be your iniquity.
Okay. Thank you so much. The show would have been incomplete without that last call. This call we just took now. Anyways, we should be going home now. I mean, it feels so pained that we had to leave, but it was so much fun. We should extend it, right? We should just go on. Cancel news. Move on. I'm just kidding, guys. But hey, we have to go. Do not forget to appreciate technology. Explore the technological innovations that exist within your environment. And then ensure that you take advantage of it. That's what TechiTalk stands for. We bring you information that would help you know what is happening in the tech space and see how you can play and also benefit from the opportunities available in the world of tech. We play Just a Minute, right?
That's right. It's time for Just a Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure the phone lines are buzzing right now. Someone wants to win 10,000 Naira. Okay, who's ready?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Lucky caller. Yeah. What's your name?
Yeah. Eunice is my name.
Eunice, have you played Just a Minute before?
A very long time ago, but I didn't win.
All right. So let's play Just a Minute. You have 1 minute. Your time starts after this.